producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. We're kicking off the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report on a political note, something that I think is very, very interesting. It's a subject that Corey and I, Chris Temple, and also Glenn Downs have been talking about for quite some time now. We're going to lay out a couple of scenarios in this crazy election year that we think are very, very possible. Here's to the end before you start laughing, and I don't think you're going to laugh. Let me start this thing out by saying my prediction is that the Democratic nominee is eventually going to be Joe Biden, and as Glenn said when we were chatting off mic, his running mate will probably be Elizabeth Warren. This is not such a far-fetched theory when you look at the problems that Mrs. Clinton is having right now, and you look at the very real possibility and probably correct possibility that she could very well be indicted for having broken the law. Having said that, I think we're going to see at this moment in time just how powerful the Clinton family really is. Anyway, my particular vote on this issue, after giving it a lot of thought, doing a lot of reading, talking to insiders like Glenn Downs, is I think you're going to see a Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren ticket from the Republicans. Having said that, Corey, where do you want to take this, man?
Well, let's throw it over to Glenn and see what he has to say about that first.
Well, thanks, Corey and Al. I'm not sure I want to just predict that he's going to be the nominee, but you're not crazy, Al. This is obviously there's been scuttlebutt behind the scenes for a long time. Now, I'd spoken to a retired Secret Service agent recently, for example, who had contacts with active agents, and he flatly predicted Mrs. Clinton was going to be indicted. And this was a couple of months back. Now, in the news, obviously, former U.S. Attorney Joseph DeGeneva, who's got excellent contacts inside the Justice Department, law enforcement community, has said that there are about 150 FBI agents working on this investigation, and the evidence was overwhelming against Mrs. Clinton, not just dealing with the treatment of classified information on her private email servers and directing state department employees to change classifications of email sensitivities in order to put it on her server, but also apparently there is evidence that the State Department was doing pay-for-play kind of actions that people who gave money to the Clinton Foundation, which included foreign governments, found that they had the U.S. State Department then do things that they wanted to have done when Mrs. Clinton was the Secretary of State. So those are pretty damning allegations, and they're coming from very credible people. And if that happens, obviously, there's been a scenario that the guy sort of waiting in the wings, the party wouldn't turn to Bernie Sanders, but would be go to Joe Biden. And you might recall just the other day, Joe Biden gave an on-the-record interview with a mainstream media source, and he indicated that he regretted every day that he is not running for president. So it sounds like he's at least getting ready for the possibility of having the Al Corlin scenario come to pass.
Now, Chris, don't you think that if Hillary does get indicted and then all of a sudden the party switches and goes down the Biden path, that they leave voters maybe a little bit confused or lose a little bit of credibility, because it seems like their front runner right now, if she does get indicted, that's a big mark on the party, I would think.
Well, the Democrat Party machine, Corey, will lose credibility, just like to any thinking person who is, a Republican. I've long since stopped making my beliefs around what rights Priebus or any of the mucky mucks at the GOP National Committee say. Neither party hierarchy has the interests of the people at heart. If anything, this will be spun around later, that Mrs. Clinton, who was part of the establishment, just was never the right candidate to begin with. I don't know that her biggest danger is necessarily being indicted. You know, Giuliani also said he thinks she's going to be indicted. But her biggest danger is, what if she loses one or both of Iowa and New Hampshire to somebody who on paper shouldn't be on the same stage with her? I'll laugh like hell if that happens. Before now, the biggest laughing jag I think I've had in my life was watching the 84 Winter Olympics for the first light beer camping trip, and Mickey Spillane's telling a story around a campfire, and about the time Rodney Dangerfield comes out of the woods, I have busted out laughing. I think I'll laugh just as hard when Sanders beats this woman.
Now, Glenn, where do you think the voters are looking for any sort of direction? Because they seem to be, at least from what I've read, kind of torn in a lot of the different parties, because we have two, I would say, very different front runners right now.
Well, that's sort of a broad question, but let me answer it this way. That people out there, voters out there, clearly are not buying what the party establishment and establishments in Washington, D.C. and New York City and all of that are trying to sell. They are various two different views, two different visions of the future, but both of which involve kind of continuations or linear projections of the status quo. And people out there, at least I think there's a critical mass, apparently on the left and apparently on the right, that think that what we're doing right now is an unsustainable status quo and there needs to be change. Now, what the change agents in the Democratic Party want and the change agents in the Republican Party want are two different animals, but people are looking for, what are you going to do? The people are concerned about their future, their livelihood. You know, most of the country has not really enjoyed or enjoyed only on a very limited basis the fruits of this so-called recovery from the last financial crisis. And the great majority of that kind of trickle-down government Fed largesse has made its way into certain pockets like New York City, Washington, D.C., Miami, San Francisco, et cetera. The rest of the country, you know, you're a 50-something-year-old guy. You don't have enough money saved to retire. You don't have a pension. You got kids to go through school. You're worried about going to hang on to my job. If I don't, who's going to hire? You know, people are concerned about their future. They want to know something from candidates. So what are you going to do for my future? What is your plan for my future that's going to affect me? And that's something they're not getting from. They don't want to hear Jeb Bush talk about what he did in Florida 8 years ago. They want to know what you're going to do going forward. So that's not what the party establishments have been giving, and that Mrs. Clinton in particular has not been giving it. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democratic Party, the DNC chairman, has really went all in with, for example, went all in with Hillary Clinton to clear the field for her. Even when you have the field debates that they've had, they've purposely picked obscure times and weekends to have the few debates that they've had, and they don't even ask tough questions in those debates because they want to just get this over with. Now, if it turns out, though, that as Chris just indicated, what will make him laugh happens, and that, namely, that Bernie Sanders takes out Hillary Clinton in the first couple of contests in Iowa and New Hampshire, boy, you can start saying the Democratic Party powers to be really go into panic mode, because they've just kind of figured out, you know, some of them may love Hillary, but most other people, they just don't like her. They don't trust her, and they don't like her.
Well, I find it interesting that a woman with the outward personality, notice I say outward personality, because I don't know what her inward personality is. I've never met the woman, obviously. But having said that, I find it absolutely fascinating that a woman who comes across the way that she does is still even in contention. And the fact that she is not being indicted by the FBI, I think, answers the question as to how much power does the Clinton family actually have in government. And when you have that much power, that you can basically sidestep an indictment, I think that is absolutely terrifying. And you have to wonder, well, what does that mean for the country should a second member of that family get elected? Now, I want to say one thing. The country was not really in that bad a shape under President Bill Clinton. But when you look at the modus operandi behind Hillary, it's terrifying to me where the country could go. We're going to be right back, you guys, right after a quick break here. Stick around.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, back again talking a little bit about the upcoming election, and but we're going to stress that during this portion, we're going to start off with Chris Temple of the National Investor, great newsletter. We're going to talk about the investment implications of what could happen as a result of the election in November. Chris, you're on, bud.
Well, whoever ends up as the nominees for each party, which is still a moving target, and whatever the debates are, it's going to have a much larger component, I think, than in times past. of what is actually going to be done on the ground to help reinvigorate the economy. We've been talking otherwise in recent days about this idea that the many years of the Fed has your back has at least been minimized if it's not taking a hiatus. And so this is going to put that much more of a microscope on these candidates to come out with some specifics. What are you going to do for the economy? What are you going to do for jobs so that all the new jobs aren't temporary ones or ones delivering pizzas or flipping hamburgers? And the upper hand of that debate, as things stand right now, on the Republican side is decidedly in Trump's favor. On the Democrat side, even though his math doesn't work, it's in Bernie Sanders' favor. And so we'll see how this plays out. But, you know, what is said and not said is going to impact a lot of things. One really quick thing I'll give you an example of. A lot of hospital stocks have been annihilated in the recent past. Look up CYH, look up UNH, look at some of these big insurers also. They've been hammered because the math of Obamacare isn't working all that great, and there's going to be some big investment implications just to name that one sector of who the nominees are and then eventually who wins a general election. So this is going to, it's going to be a challenging thing to follow this year, guys. There's going to be some money made and money lost.
What I find so interesting as we progress down whatever campaign trail you want to follow is the difference of having somebody like Trump, just a full-on businessman in there who has had his fair of losses and his fair share of successes, too. I think that his dynamic, outside of simply just being a bunch of politicians running, is what's making this even more interesting for me. Glenn, how do you take the whole dynamic of having pretty much a fully business-minded guy very much in contention?
Trump is certainly not a conservative in the classic sense of the term, like Edmund Burke and all of that. And obviously his views over time have been pretty flexible. So the question is, he's obviously speaking to people in a way that they want to be spoken to right now. But the question is exactly how it is he would govern if he gets in there is sort of an open-minded question. I think he's probably be a lot more ideologically flexible than some real movement conservatives would like. But I think he would be much more likely to make a deal. And ironically, almost in the same way that a lot of the Republicans running the show in Washington now are willing to make a deal. The difference, though, and I give this to say something nice about Mr. Trump, unlike the people in Washington, Trump knows that in order to get a deal, a good deal, the other side has to know that you're not bluffing. And right now, the people running the show there, you know, claim to want to do this, that, or the other thing, but they make it real clear that they're not willing to go very far to push these things. And therefore, they're losing. So, you know, I think his business expertise and his business background and his life story is of somebody, you know, wheeling and dealing and negotiating and blustering and then meeting people halfway and all of that. So I would imagine if that's what his governing style would be, sort of something like what you've seen in his business dealings. And I'm not sure that's all bad compared to what we have right now. I think it would be an improvement.
You know, Chris, with the markets doing what they're doing so far this year, if this trend continues, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting challenge for some of the Democrats to rationalize what's going on right now, don't you think?
You know, this whole idea of if the things are great, you know, you give the president the credit. If things are
I agree.
It's silly. I mean, Jimmy Carter has one of the worst bum raps in history. He's blamed with the stagflation and all that of the 70s that was actually unleashed by Richard Nixon and Nixon's Fed chairman, Arthur Burns. Bill Clinton goes down as a hero and genius for the great economy we had in that. Well, Pee Wee Herman could have been president during that time because you had a Fed chairman who was making sure that all the asset markets went up and everything looked wonderful. And for a while, the economy even joined in with that. Clinton didn't do that. So I think, again, people are more willing to look beyond the political bluster, which is why you've got two outsiders, neither of which are liked by the establishment, that are threats in both of these major parties. And we're going to have, I think, perhaps more than we've had in a long time, some really substantive debates when we get toward a general election. Forget about giving Obama credit or blame, as the case may be. Here's what we got now, and what are you going to do now? You know, like Len said, we don't care what Jeb Bush did when he was Florida's governor and could take credit for riding the coattails of a broad national boom in asset prices. What are you going to do from today on?
Glenn, another question that I have for you is, no matter who gets in, do you think they completely restructure their cabinet and advisors because they want to come at it from a different angle?
Full disclosure, I think regardless of who gets elected president, we are in big trouble. Anybody that can do anything to fix things, you know, to make an omelet, you have to break some eggs. So you'd have to make things worse in the short run in order to get to a place you can make things sustainable for the long run. And I don't know how much any politician or body politic has got an appetite for that right now. We'll see. But if Trump got in there, I would imagine that he would do, just as he's done in his campaign, all sorts of things that people say, you just don't do that. But then he does them, and people like it. I think you can probably see a lot of shakeups in the way Washington, the bureaucracy in Washington is structured, or at least the way it's treated. Right now, you know, the last Republican president, George W. Bush, I mean, they did nothing. I mean, literally, I was there. They did nothing and they didn't think that's why they were there, to take on the notion, for example, is like, it's impossible to fire anybody. That was their feeling, is it's just impossible to fire anybody. And that's how you end up that's protected civil servant. And so, you know, that's how you end up with things like the VA scandal, and nobody gets fired, the people that were involved in it get bonuses and things like that. Trump, I think, would just go in and fire a bunch of people, and if they don't like it, said, I'll see you in court. And you'd have a lot more of that. You'd probably get a real groundswell of support from an awful lot of large segment, at least of the American people, that even some from the political left are saying that are not anti-government. They just think they're there for a lot of government, but they think the government that's there just isn't working very well.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition. In the resource industry right now, a very popular type of investment has been a royalty company or a streaming company. We've got David Morgan with us, Mr. Silver. David, you have just started a private company called Lemira Royalties, Inc. It's not a public company at this moment in time, and it is patterned after, if I'm not mistaken, a royalty type company. Is that correct?
Well, actually, the name, Al, is Lemuria Royalties, and it really is a streaming company, and maybe we can, touch on the difference. Basically, royalties are often expressed as a percentage of revenue, so you're looking at a percentage of what the company that you're doing the deal with obtains from a revenue stream. And if you really want to get into it, it won't take long. You can just Google definition of royalty, and there's actually a little video that's a minute and a half long that will explain it pretty well. So you're looking at a revenue stream. Whereas in a streaming company, the term is used when a company makes an agreement with usually a mining company. It's obviously, in our case, initially at least, it'll be with a mining company, to purchase all or part of their production of, say, gold or silver at a low fixed predetermined price, which is agreeable to both parties. This is the model that Silver Wheaton has used so successfully. The only part of this I want to go over again, Al, is that the way we are going to propose our contracts are where it states that it is part of the production. So you're looking at the asset, silver or gold in this case, rather than part of the revenue. So you're getting metal instead of a check at a low fixed predetermined price. In our case, it's going to be a low variable predetermined price based on the spot price. So, for example,
is that somewhat unique, David?
It'll be the first one to my knowledge, Al, and I think it's fairer. I've always tried to live my life, kind of in a win-win situation. Certainly, we can't do that always. But I thought about it, especially being so close to these streaming companies and their makeup a great deal of the portfolio recommendations that we made in the Morgan Report over the years, because there's a lot less risk and to those companies. They're run very efficiently. They, you know, there's a lot of advantages. But what I didn't like is that when silver goes up or gold goes up, or, you know, if it's a royalty on uranium, as an example, or, excuse me, a stream on uranium or whatever, that the company that made the deal watches their asset increase in price, and they're stuck on this fixed level that they've already predetermined. In our model, if silver went from, let's say, 14 to 40, and we paid them, as an example, 30% of the spot price, then when the price increased, their revenue stream from us would be increasing. So in other words, they would participate on the upside, which is, I think, advantageous. I think it's a fair deal for the companies. And, of course, the big question for people that aren't really in tune with, well, why would a company ever sell their silver to Silver Wheaton at $4.75 fixed price, as an example, when, you know, you can get 14? Well, because it's a catch-22, not to be funny. They need capital, they need money in order to produce, and they have to raise it somehow. Well, they raise it on the asset that they have in the ground at an agreed upon price. That money puts them in business. Now that they're in business, they have surrendered part of their asset to the company. In this case, for example, would be Silver Wheaton, but it's not all their asset, it's just part of it. And they pay off that loan in metal, let's say, in the stream, the deal. And then the rest of it, of course, is theirs to use as they see fit in the, you know, as the market determines. So, you know, it's not a bad model, but I like the one that we are proposing more. Obviously, I'm very biased, but it is, I think, again, a way for the company to say, aha, you know, we're not locked in. We get the money we need to further our project or build it out faster or whatever the company's needs are. And, of course, these are always case-by-case basis. And then move onward. So that's the difference.
So, David, one of the aspects that I like about the streaming companies, you kind of alluded to there, and that is the ability to pass the major risks on to the actual producing company, because the streaming companies are simply there to help out these companies with money to either up or just begin their actual production, and they don't actually need to run the mines or take on the extra risks that deal with that. But that being said, when you're looking at companies to enter into streaming agreements, do you analyze them the same way you would if you were simply looking to put your hard dollars into their stock? Or is there a different criteria that you use to focus on?
Pretty much the same. I mean, we always look for value. We look for, you know, things that are undervalued. We look for as much certainty and as much risk control as possible. But there might be an extra step, and the extra step would be how realistic is their model for bringing up certain projects into production. That's really the extra step, I guess, that we would look, because if we're looking at just being a passive investor and they tell the market that they're going to be in production in a year, and we realistically know that that's a bit of hogwash, it's going to be more like 2 years, I would probably write that in a report, because, you know, I get to express my free thought in the Morgan report. But if we were doing a new deal, we would probably be more like, wait a minute, you know, don't tell me that. We know from this experience with all these miners in the past that this is going to take at least 2 years. So let's structure it like this. So that'd probably be about the only thing. The general way that we dig deep and thoroughly as we can, that it won't change, Corey. But as far as, you know, how we would actually sign a contract, yeah, there'd probably be a little bit more due diligence as far as both sides being comfortable what could really be delivered on a, you know, on a timeline basis.
David, what type of, I guess, trend changes have you seen in the silver, even gold industry right now in regard to either deals being put together or trying to be put together for not only streaming companies, but also other explorers trying to move their projects up to producing companies?
Well, a couple things. One is that most of these companies cannot get normal debt financing facilities, and they really don't want to do equity financing because they're going to give away and dilute their present shareholders so much it's almost, you know, despicable to do so. So there's definitely a need right here and right now for a well-structured stream for companies that are near production or want to increase their flow rate, the amount that they produce. As far as the other side goes, I'm glad you brought it up, Corey. There is a free report. If you go to, by the way, we've rebranded to the Morgan Report. All our members will be going through themorganreport.com. That will be your membership site. And on that website, there's a free report that has to do with Gravity Feed Gold. If your small company has Gravity Feed Gold, there is this new technology that's a bunch of off-the-shelf stuff put together that allows an on-site, what we call mobile mill, to pull up on the project, set up, and start basically cash flowing in gold to the company with a split with this company that provides the technology and the owner of the project. So it's a way to get cash flow on a small junior mining company that has Gravity Feed Gold and not dilute the shareholders and get cash flow to further their project. So I'm very excited about it. I want to over-amplify it, but the free report gives you absolutely everything about it, and it gets you everything except the name of the company. We reserve the right to keep that back because, you know, we get to have a paid service, and we don't want to upset our paid membership base. Nonetheless, that's available for free. All you have to do is give us a name and a valid email, and you can get that report for free. So two things. One is that technology that's only applicable to the junior mining space. It's not applicable to a big mining consortium. And then, of course, the streaming situation, which is still valid with the people out there right now that are already doing deals like the Sandstorms and Silver Wheatons and the Royal Gold and then Franco Nevadas and all the rest of them. But ours is, you know, private, as you said, and we're just starting out. We have actually three companies in mind. We've already talked to two of them, and I'll probably be talking to one more that we're very close to, a very well-known, well-liked company that very much understates their position, which I really like, knowing them for years, and we're probably going to ask, see if they would need a gold stream. We know that they need money to further their project they're already producing, but they have another area that they can produce from, and we could probably accelerate that for them if they were so inclined to do so.
David, always a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. 0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report, I have on the line with me a new guest of the show, somebody who I've been following their blog quite regularly, and I have a lot of time for this individual. His name is Chris Vermeulen, and his website that you can find his commentary on is thegoldandoilguy.com. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Corey. Pleasure to be here.
So, Chris, let's kick it off. Let's start talking about what's going on in the U.S. equity markets. Obviously, we have seen quite the sell-off as we've started 2016. I think we can all agree that there were a number of warning signs throughout 2015. And as we turn that corner, well, stats don't lie. We had the worst start to a year in the markets ever. So that's got to be a concern for most traders out there. What are your technicals telling you?
Yeah, that is definitely a big concern. And, you know, there's a ton of technicals that have really come together that paint a bunch of different pictures depending on your time horizon. So to kind of sum things up, if you are a swing trader, somebody who's holding positions for a couple weeks, we're trading down at a critical low here. The markets are oversold. We've got multiple cycles that are bottoming here this week. And it looks as though we're going to see some type of pop in a relief rally. Now, I have a feeling that is going to be very muted because we've got some major cycles that are topping, that are coming down, and we are more or less, the U.S. equities market is on the verge, or it's half in a bear market. For example, the Toronto Stock Exchange has already been in a bear market for several months. If we look at the U.S. equities, we've got the leading indicators that have already broken down into bear markets, which is the Russell 2000, which are small cap stocks. We've got the transportation index has broken down into a bear market. These two typically lead bull markets and bear markets, and they have broken down in a big way. So we've got a lot of things that are really leaning to the downside, and when we break the lows of what we saw this week, it's going to be lights out. We're going to see probably another 10% drop that'll take place within a couple days, and that is going to trigger the large caps to be in a full-fledged bear market. So I think we've got a couple weeks, possibly even a month or so, of some sideways market action here, but the big picture for 2016 is look out below, get short on this next coming bounce because the market is going to free fall. And, of course, there's some other little indicators that do touch on that, like the high-yield bonds. Money has been flowing out of high-yield bonds like there's no tomorrow, and that's telling us that people who understand the fundamentals, the financials of corporations, they can see that sales are not there. And so people are pulling money out of corporations, and when high-yield bonds drop, that means businesses are looking way worse than what most people see, and then the market typically follows. So look out below for the S&P 500, the Dow, NASDAQ, and Russell 2000.
Well, the high-yield bonds for the last number of months have actually been a big warning sign, I think, for most traders out there, just showing that investors were having trouble finding yield, and right now they're going defensive, aren't they? Simply because, I guess, of what you're saying. There's a lot of worrisome technicals out there, and people do need to be aware of this downside.
Yeah, for sure. The high yield bonds, they topped out in 2013, and they've been slowly losing value ever since. And now it clearly shows that people are really running for the door. So it's a great sign that really gives us the heads up that, okay, we might get a bounce here in the next month or so or a couple weeks, but really that's all it is. It's a bear market bounce, and it's going to be a great opportunity to use inverse ETFs to profit from the falling market.
Even if we do see some sort of a comeback in the markets, which we did see a small one on Thursday, and then on Friday, as we are recording this, we are seeing the markets move up again. But really, when you take into account the big picture, this is not a strong bounce at all, is it?
No, this is terrible. Really, this, you know, a lot of people are thinking the stocks right now are at value prices. Look how cheap they are. Look how low they are. But if we were to fast forward 12 months and then look at the monthly chart and zoom out, we'd be like, wow, if I just would have sold everything even right now at these lows, I still would have, you know, I would have been doing way better, because the markets, I think we're going to see probably a 40 to 60% haircut in the S&P 500. We've got some really strong technicals pointing to a serious drop. So, yeah, to definitely be very cautious at these levels.
Chris, let's explore that call of 40, 60% drop. That's a big drop. Do you think that will come almost as a waterfall decline, almost like what we've seen at the first few weeks of this year? Or do you think it will be more of a slower grinding down type of process?
I have a feeling it's going to be more of a waterfall drop. You know, back in 2014, October was a waterfall drop. August of just last year, we saw that, you know, 3 days, the market just completely went straight down and went into a waterfall drop. January is pretty much a waterfall drop. It never had any bounce or anything. Every little pause was just sold into. And I think that's the sign saying that everybody, the big money, the high frequency trading systems are on, they're queued up and they're ready to go. When selling starts to hit and volume starts to flow, everybody is unloading their positions, and we can just see there's no liquidity in the market. The depth of the market is the shallowest I think it's ever been in, you know, 40 years or something. There isn't any real volume supporting it. So when high frequency trading systems hit and sellers start to panic, there's nothing there to just soak up all that supply that's getting pushed into the market. Hedge funds used to sit out there, and big investment firms with huge baskets of stock orders waiting to catch all this stuff. But nobody puts them out there anymore because the high frequency systems run down. They'll scrape your point, you know, they'll trigger your orders. They'll flush you out. So it's really scary. And I got a feeling it's going to be very fast this time, and it's going to be really ugly. So,
sounds like you're talking about a liquidity trap here.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what's going to happen, in my opinion. I think we're going to just completely evaporate. The markets are going to evaporate, and if you're not on it, you don't have positions set in place, it's going to be just like all these other drops. In 3 days, you've pretty much missed it, except for I think this move will last, you know, several months. It'll take some time to drag out, but the majority of it is probably going to happen within a month or so of price action. It'll be quick.
All right, Chris, let's move on to the gold market. Gold keeps peaking its head above 1,100, keeps peaking its head below 1,100. Before we get into your longer-term outlook, do you think that low that we put in at right around 1050 is going to be the low that we're going to see for the rest of this year?
Yeah, I have a feeling it could be. We're seeing some real divergence in the market. Long story short, we are finally seeing some strength in gold. It's holding up really well considering what's going on. And we're seeing a lot of weakness in gold miners. And typically you see gold miners lead the price of gold. So gold miners rally, and then within a day to 3 days, you'll see the physical metals follow suit. Right now we are seeing complete ignorance, or I guess you could say panic, or people are just giving up on gold miners. And gold miners have broken down to multi-year lows during a time when gold and silver have been moving up. And that is the sign. I've been waiting for this. Subscribers have been, we've been talking about this. This is the sign we've been waiting for about a year. We need to see this washout, this people giving up. Gold Bugs finally just saying, cash my chips in, give me my couple cents back per share. I am done with this whole sector. And that's what we're starting to see. And this is what we need for a bottom to be formed. People need to give up on an investment. It has to be underperforming for a long time, so nobody's interested in it anymore, which nobody's really interested in gold or miners anymore. So all the signs are there that a bottom is very close, and the physical metals may have already put that in. And I think we could see gold and silver just kind of flatline here for a month or so while the U.S. equities market has a little bit of a pause and bounce, and investors kind of hum and haw whether the market, the stock market, is going to rally or if it's going to collapse. And as soon as equities start to sell off again, we're going to see money, I think, pile into gold, but we really need to break above that $1,200 per ounce level and hold above it on a monthly basis, I think, for this bottom to be, you know, confirmed technically. And then I think it's the sky's the limits for precious metals. I think their time is coming to shine again, and we're going to see a lot of fear in equities and everybody moving out of equities.
Well, Chris, those gold bugs sure can be a stubborn bunch because they have been holding for a long time. And as you did mention, the stocks, especially the ETFs, GDX, GDXJ, even HUI, they all broke to lower lows that we hadn't seen in years or really ever for some of these ETFs. And that's a sign, obviously, of the selling pressure that hits some of these stocks when you do see the conventional markets move down. But quite frankly, the metals, as you said, have stayed up there. So hopefully that we do see some more money flow into these ETFs and into the mining stocks, because Lord knows they really need it, but it might still be, at least in my eyes, a grinding process. But Chris, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. We are definitely going to have you back on.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.